Hey, and welcome back to Real Talk USA, the Real Estate Guy. I am your host, Chris Dunham. With me, as always, is
Margie Aldrich.
And hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Jody Morris of Hayden and Hayden Agency, Inc. Auto, home, and life insurance bundle and save with Jody. Visit her online at haydenagency.net.
Hey, Jody.
Make sure you visit us online at realtalkradiousa.com. You can check out our podcast video segment highlights. What those are is basically two-minute highlights of all my guests I've had on the show since we've been over here on iHeartRadio. So you can check out those two-minute highlights and get all the information. We just crunch it down into 2 minutes. It's a beautiful thing. Today's show is all about tax planning and budgeting. So our very first guest, who's actually a return guest, welcoming him back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Weech. From Weech Financial.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I was here. You had me here early April.
Right? And the crowd goes wild.
I had nothing else going on that time of year, so.
Exactly. Which is why I wanted to have you on now.
Exactly.
Because it's November. Correct. You're not busy yet.
That's right.
The calm before the storm.
The last filings for last year are over.
Exactly.
Tax planning is what we're doing now.
Because that was in October, right? Was the last thing you do from accounting standpoint?
October 15th is the last deadline.
And now you're tax planning for
next year for 2015. We're tax planning so people can pay less when they do their tax returns next year.
Yay!
Which is why he's here.
That's why I
and Margie is a client of Mark's.
Yes,
she is.
And I joked about this, but in all seriousness, my task I have had forever just had a stroke. And it was like, really? And I'm like, well, that explains why he doesn't call me back. Because he has a twin brother. So you may have a new client, Mark.
Well, I'm not sure I want to step in those shoes if that's what happens to your people.
I know.
It's a high-stress job working with Chris.
You'd be surprised about the Reaper realtor that goes on certain times of the year with me. It's bizarre.
Love to do business with you.
Yeah. But
you got to know, he's calling himself the Reaper realtor now.
But anyway, we're digressing. This is Real Talk USA with the Real Estate Guy. We're talking with Mark Weech from Weech Financial. He's a certified public accountant.
That's correct.
A CPA. Yeah. He's here today to share with us about tax planning for 2015, getting you geared up and ready for 2016, correct?
That's right.
So Mark, let's get some questions out here. What is the ideal time of the year to prepare for the upcoming tax season?
Right now.
There you go.
Right now, between now and the end of the year.
Okay.
There are many opportunities that we can, opportunities to pull a trigger here, pull a trigger there.
Sure.
And save ourselves some good dollars in tax liability for this year and not be surprised next April.
So basically, anybody that's gearing up for doing what we're suggesting, which is get all your financial records together, you're going to know what you're going to make, especially if you're a salaried employee.
Correct.
You know what you're going to make at the end of the year. So now's a good time to reach out to you at 480-558-0700 and sit down and have a consultation with you.
That's correct. Yeah. So whether you own your own business or not,
okay,
year-end tax planning is a good idea. For those that do own a business, it's even more important.
Okay. And why is it more important if you're self-employed and own your own business?
Because as an employee of your employer, they cover half the Social Security Medicare tax burden for you. As a self-employed person, you pay all of that, both shares.
Gotcha.
And therefore, every dollar that we can reduce that by is magnified in savings.
So that's it's a good thing to sit down with Mark.
I like savings.
And get prepared.
I need to be prepared.
I rarely have a client say, how can I pay more in taxes?
I wouldn't think so.
Oh, you're definitely not going to hear that from me.
I personally hate paying taxes, but it's a necessary evil in our world. It's death and taxes, right?
I feel like I'm not paying my fair share. I've never heard that before.
I'm fine paying as little as possible. If you're just joining us, this is Real Talk USA with the Real Estate Guy. I'm your host, Chris Dunham. We're talking to Mark Weech from Weech Financial. He's a return guest on our show. He's our CPA expert, local area expert. He works out in the East Valley. WeechFinancial.com is where you can find him online. When does the tax season officially end, Mark?
Well, it just ended in October 15th.
Okay.
That was the final filing deadline for extensions for personal returns.
Okay, so those people that had to do extensions for whatever reason, they just wrapped that up last month.
Correct. If you don't file by then and you owe money, there will be late filing penalties after that point.
Are they huge penalties?
Yes, they can be.
Wow.
Yeah, depending on how much you owe.
Okay.
Right? So if you owe a little, penalty not so much.
Right.
But
if you get money back, it doesn't matter if you filed it or not.
That's correct. For a personal income tax return,
right,
October 15th doesn't mean anything if you don't owe.
Right.
You can file it within 3 years, actually, and still get your money back.
The same amount of money?
Correct.
Okay.
No interest.
No. Oh, that's a drag.
Never.
That's a bummer.
So if I have my taxes done the last couple of years by XYZ tax agency, and I just don't feel that XYZ gave me everything that I need, can I give everything to you and have you go over everything just to see about the last?
Definitely.
How many years would you go back on that one? Would that be the 3 years?
3 years is pretty much what I would say we could go back on because the statute of limitations ends there with the IRS. So if it's been beyond 3 years since the original filing date or the date you filed, we can't change that return anymore. So even if it was wrong, we can't change that return anymore. And so it's a lost cause.
Okay.
That's a bummer.
It really is. But you know what? 3 years is better than none.
But the flip side is true, Chris. They can't come after you after 3 years either unless they can prove intentional fraud.
Meaning if I don't file a return, but I know I'm getting money back, they can't come after me.
What I'm saying is if there was an error on your return, not intentional,
right,
but that benefited you,
right,
and you got more back than you were supposed to, if those 3 years go by and they don't come investigate it, you're free.
Yeah, what are the odds of that?
So that's 3 years, not 7 years.
Correct.
So when does the 7 years come into play?
I think you're speaking of bankruptcy and things of that nature. Yeah.
Well, I always thought we were supposed to hold our taxes and everything for 7 years because that's 7-year rule for everything. I thought that was just a general financial rule.
We actually recommend 5 years for record retention because the federal statute of limitations is 3 years and the state of Arizona statute is 4 years.
Oh, I'm
so
5 years
covers both.
I'm going to have a burning party this weekend.
There you go.
A burning party of your tax returns?
Old ones that I no longer need. I want to make sure no one gets them. Yeah, just burn it, baby.
There you go. Real Talk USA, the real estate guy. We are not advocating burning your tax returns.
No, just after the 5 years. I mean, because you don't need them past 5 years. So
gotcha.
Six and seven,
gotcha.
8 years old. Go, bye-bye.
Gotcha. Mark, what's the earliest time of year you can actually prepare your tax return?
Well, the software usually doesn't become available unless you're doing it manually, and I don't know who's doing that these days, but software usually doesn't become available till late December, and we don't file anything out of our office until the second week of January at least.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Second week of January. So even if somebody has all their ins and outs and knows what they're going to do, they can just bring you everything and be prepared, sit down with you, say, here I am planning for 2015 tax return. Here's all my stuff. So you can have it all set up to go, and then you prepare it when it's time.
Unless the return is completely easy and not complex.
Like my 19-year-old daughter who has one job?
That's the return we can do mid-January.
If
usually other people are waiting on forms to come, right, or information to come from this source or that, so that they have all the numbers we need. So we really don't get into full swing until February 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why we have you on here now.
They'll hear from me April 10th.
There you go.
And, and then that's to get an extension.
Exactly.
Lisa, help me.
Exactly. And hey, before we continue with Mark from Weech Financial, it is time for our listing of the week. We got a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home with over 2,600 square feet.
Ooh.
This home was built in 1996, features a swimming pool, and is located in Settlers Meadows in Gilbert, Arizona. It is a short sell, so it is priced to sell at $279,000, which is FHA range. Reach out today for more information if you'd like to set up your own private showing. As usual, all the details will be up on the website, realtalkradiousa.com. The home also has a swimming pool and a 3-car garage. Outstanding school district because it is Gilbert. Gilbert schools are pretty darn good. So again, $279,000, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, just over 2,600 square feet. Check it out online, realtalkradiousa.com.
3-car garage.
3-car garage and a swimming pool.
Nice. Hers, and one of the kids.
And Brian loves swimming pools because we are broadcasting live from the We Fix Ugly Pool studio.
Well, if it's an ugly pool, Brian's definitely going to love it.
And most short sales pools are ugly, so Brian's going to hook it up, I'm sure.
Brian, phone call for you.
There you go. So let's get back to Mark. This is Real Talk USA, the real estate guy, talking with Mark Weech from Weech Financial. This is the tax planning and budgeting show. What's the average cost for a tax return that you prepare? Is that a loaded question?
No. Our minimum fee for an individual 1040 return is $300.
Okay.
Our minimum fee for a business return is $400.
Okay.
So it can go up from that depending on the complexity, but most of it falls not far from that range.
That's not bad.
And then if you're me, you pay a little extra fee.
Really?
No.
Because she's trying to claim all those seeds, right? She's saying, I can write these off.
Each one individually.
Why can't I write these seeds off? Come on,
one
man.
Potato seed?
Right.
Two potato seeds?
Yep. Okay. So here's... This is a good question, I think, for our listeners that actually own homes too, and don't own homes yet. Say that quick. Don't own homes yet. If you have not invested in home ownership.
Currently not a homeowner.
There you go.
That's how I'd say it.
You can write off the interest of your mortgage, right?
Correct. That's one of your deductions, itemized deductions on Schedule A.
Nice.
As part of your 1040 return.
There you go. Mm. What other items can you write off being a homeowner?
Your real estate tax that you pay on the home.
Okay.
Vehicle registration fees here in Arizona are deductible as a tax.
Okay.
Medical is a potential deduction, but usually not because there's thresholds on that, minimum thresholds in that category.
So minimum that you have to have had paid out?
Compared to your income, how much were your medical outlays?
Gotcha.
And if it's not over that threshold, you get nothing on the federal return.
Really?
That's right.
Oh.
State has no thresholds like that for medical, though.
Okay. When talking about medical, are we talking about doctor's visits or are we talking about medication?
Both. You're talking about prescription.
So you're covered, Margie.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm always sitting cringing in the corner, just rocking back and forth, going, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
We're talking about prescription drugs. We're talking about doctors, dentists, chiropractors, et cetera. We can fit in that category. So
dentists and chiropractors. That's good.
There you go.
Good to know.
The other deduction, the large one for many people, is the charitable contributions.
Really?
If people pay tithing or whatnot, that's can be a large deduction on their Schedule A.
Okay, cool.
Itemized deduction, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing to know, too. All right, cool. And again, this is Mark Weech from Weech Financial. He's a certified public accountant. You can reach him at 480-558-0700. We're going to have all his information on the website. You want to sit down with this guy because, again, we welcome him back to the show because he's a great expert. He's local. He knows what he's doing. He's done it for a long time. How many years?
Since 1995.
1995.
20 years.
I was 25 years old back then. We'll be right back with Real Talk USA.